Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week I find someone of interest to talk about it with. But this week is our daily San Diego Comic-Con blog pods, and if you can't hear it in my voice, I am clinging to life. We just experienced the best day ever. Like, the best. You know, some people might say the only thing would make it better if they showed the whole film, but that's too much in one day. We would have exploded. And we need to save things to look forward to. And I am waiting for an Uber. We totally slept in because we had about 2 hours sleep in the line waiting to get into Hall H yesterday. So it's 11:45 and we're waiting for our Uber. And then we're going to drink the most nourishing coffees that have ever been made by the good people at Starbucks. And it's going to be great. And we're here with Jacqueline, or Juklin, and she's just laying down. How are you feeling to get back in there?
I'm exhausted, but I'm excited to walk the floor. I'm very exhausted.
How was yesterday?
Amazing.
Do you want to take back anything you may have screamed into the microphone yesterday?
No. Oh, that I was cancelling the wedding? Did I say that?
I think a couple times.
Oh, sorry. The wedding's still on.
Yay, everyone. I'm still getting married. So that's fantastic. Jackie was a bit concerned that it was all downhill from here and nothing could compete with Harrison Ford kissing Carrie Fisher in front of Mark Hamill.
Such a gentleman.
And then JJ taking us all to the most unbelievable party of all. Like, it was just how did it happen? What a guy. And as we spoke to the lady last night, it's been planned for 6 months. So again, I take back everything I say about the Comic-Con scheduling. They had a plan.
I told you. That's what I said. I said there has to be a reason. Whether it's like scheduling the guests or something that they have planned.
Yeah, but scheduling the guests, that's, to me, that's just like, you know, it's a billion-dollar movie. Just wake up.
So you would rather it be at 9:30 but not have all of the originals?
Oh, yeah, but it's just like, what else have you got to do? This is the biggest job of the decade for you. So get there. But anyway, that's not what it was. It was because for 6 months they'd been planning this amazing surprise. So I am now... I will defend JJ to the death. I've got full faith in this movie. He just knows what he's doing. The clip that's now online, the behind-the-scenes clip. Come on. Come on. I'm without words. But let's get the Uber. Let's get a coffee. And let's get back.
Tickets to the masquerade. That's what our plan is for today. And also the... What are we going to?
I want to go to the Marvel Comics panel to hear about new Star Wars stuff. And then maybe if the line isn't too big, we'll go to 20th Century Fox to see the X-Men announcement. But I'm not doing a major line again. and why line up for something that's not going to be anything like that?
And we want to go back to the Ascension Cafe and see what it is this year. Did we ever report back to the listeners on Ascension and what happened? Like, the first couple of episodes were so good, and then it just turned.
I feel like we did on something, but the Uber driver's almost here, so I am...
You're like Conan reporting every day from Comic-Con. He's doing this too.
See you in a bit. All right, you guys, it is 1:20. We're in on the Comic-Con floor in the Lucasfilm Pavilion. And Juklin...
I have questions.
We are in front of a bookcase, a glass case that has got the Force Awakens novel in it. Would you start reading it now?
No, absolutely not. However, I might read it after the film, but I'm very by the rules. I want to know who wrote it. Has JJ approved it? What is happening? Like, is this expanded universe? Is it official? Is it in order? Is it in line? I don't want to go outside the lines.
You do realize it's not actually the Force Awakens book inside. It's just a fake cover.
No, I'm very aware. But that's what I'm saying. Like, who's Alan Dean Foster? I don't know
who he
is.
I'm glad you asked.
Who's he approved by?
Alan Dean Foster wrote the original adaptation of the Star Wars movie for the Star Wars novel in 1977.
Oh my God, look behind you. Look behind you.
There is an 8-foot Wookiee behind me.
Can I have a photo? Sorry, podcast interrupted.
All right.
Wacky
stuff?
Yeah.
I may have. I got
it. Okay.
Okay. Wrong
book. Sorry.
You have to go back.
There's a bunch of people waiting. So.
Okay, we'll try.
No.
Thanks. I'll let these other people.
Oh.
Right.
Jump in.
Oh.
Jump in.
Oh.
Give me
1 second.
Either.
Amazing. We're getting photos of Chewie.
We're close.
Thank you. Behind.
Still recording.
What?
Did you enjoy your Chewie photo?
Oh, so cute and cuddly. But I think he's on stilts, so I didn't want to hug him too hard, just in case.
Yeah, he must be on stilts.
Too scale.
Yeah. So Alan Dean Foster did the original novelization, and it's very much approved by J.J. Abrams.
It is. Okay. Good. Then I'm happy.
And to J.J. Abrams' credit, it doesn't get released. It gets released digitally the day after the film comes out.
Oh, yeah.
You and then the novel doesn't come out until, like, January.
Yeah, right.
Because people can't be trusted.
Yeah, but then I'm nervous. Like, do I start reading that or do I have to go back and read the other novels? And is it the same author?
No, it's the novel of the book. It's the novel of the movie.
Yeah, I know. But that's not the first movie. You know how I am. I have to be in order.
But you've seen the other movies.
Yeah, but I haven't read the books. So then I'm reading the books out of order. It just infuriates me that people will be like, for example, they'll watch Harry Potter, but they'll just jump in at number 3.
God, I thought I had a lot of mental issues.
Yeah, it has to be alphabetized, in order, listed, approved. That's how I am. Also, can we just talk about the little itty-bitties and also the mugs, the Han and Leia, the I Love You, I Know?
All right, yeah, so we just went to the Hallmark booth and looked at all the cool gifts. They're out
we
now.
Want those
the
mugs.
Lady said they're out now.
Yeah, we're going to get them. Because our wedding rings are going to have I Love You, I Know. Oh, are we allowed to discuss? The ongoing battle between us is who gets the I Love You and who gets the I Know.
Well, you guys chime in with who you think should get
which. Because obviously you're Han and you say I Know to me, so then I should have the I Know. And then I say I Love You to you, so you should have the I Love You.
This woman should be a lawyer.
But don't you agree?
No.
So you... Why do you want I Know? Because you say it.
Yeah.
But you're saying it to me. And then I suggested that we both have, like, the whole thing, but Steele was like, no, we can't do that. So we need to solve this. We have 6 months.
The wedding's back off.
Okay, well, now also the mugs. Who gets which mug?
Well, I get the Han Solo one. You get
I
the
want the Han Solo one.
The wedding is now double off. We need two good things to happen to get
what
it back
we
on.
We both have the Han mug?
No!
Well, what if we switch it up? Like, one morning I have Han and one morning I have Leia.
No. We'll battle about this later. Let's keep looking around.
Okay.
Okay, it's about 3 o'clock at the Marvel Comics panel and about to ask a question. It's difficult once you get...
All right, well, you guys are doing an amazing job. Thank you all so much. You make my Wednesday.
Hey guys, I've got a Star Wars question. I'm coming into comics through the new canon and just started picking up all the Marvel comics, and it's a lot of fun to read. Go to my bookshelf every week. I understand why everyone's so happy to be in the room. I'm wondering. Thank you. And also, if there's a Jedi in Guardians of the Galaxy, horse heads in all your beds, by the way.
Just, you make that sound like a bad thing.
I don't judge your lifestyle, you don't judge mine. I'm wondering, like, comics and comic fans are used to reboots, and for Star Wars fans, we've just had our kind of first one of the canon. And I'm wondering if you guys, when you plan out the stories, that makes you tread more careful, that we've sort of been assured that we've got a long time to enjoy this one storyline. And, like, with things like Darth and Luke already meeting, that sort of, in a way, kind of lessens the impact of, like, the films, like, of Luke confronting Darth on Bespin, and just things like that. And also, as a second question, which is kind of nerdy, but we're at Comic-Con.
You're already pretty deep, dude.
And I'm tall, that's bad. 27 questions for you to answer concisely, please.
Let me start with the macro, and then you can talk to Darth, see if you care to chime in. We work very closely with the Lucasfilm Story Group. Group of us editors, CB, myself, Jordan White, Kieran, and Jason all go to San Francisco Lucasfilm 2-3 times a year to sit down with them for 2 days and story map, to go through story possibilities. It's at those meetings that the first arcs for both of these books started, that we came up with the concept driving Vader down. And it is a challenge, without a doubt, because there's one timeline and we need to stick to it and we need to honor that. But that said, I think the results show in the books. We're getting so many compliments from people. And one of the greatest compliments is, I had a movie director come up to me and say, I thought those books were going to suck. And I absolutely love them, because he thought that they would be irrelevant, and he sees how vital and relevant they are. And again, that's a testament to everybody who sits at the table. So if you want to talk more specifically.
I mean, as Axel sort of lays out, we're aware what can't happen. That's it. One of the people often ask me, is it difficult to, like, that you know where this is going to end? Is that a problem? And that's not a problem, that's a major advantage. Because since you know what the story of Darth and Luke and Leia and, Han is between the movies, like, you know where we left them, we know where we pick them up. There's an implied story there. So anytime you make a decision that doesn't feel right, as in there's no way that Han would do this if he ends up here, we can self-correct, That's the thing, we have a very strong magnetic north. And that kind of feeds into what you asked specifically, how do we have the meetings? Like, is this an acceptable meeting? Does this story break later meetings? And, we analyse it. We don't have Luke and Darth bumping each other all the time. We did it early on. And later on, how we do it, we're very much carefully measuring what they are. And all the interactions are kind of like, does this break it? I mean, the easiest one is the fact, Luke's blind when he fights Boba, It's because, that's why he doesn't recognise it.
Yeah.
So, we are hyper-aware of what we are serving a larger canon, and working with the story group lets us really kind of, like, get that. There's a kind of a weird sense to do. I'm going to be pretentious for a second. This is, like, symphonic writing, because, we come to them with ideas, and they mention, this other project over here is doing this, and we can do soft, like, links. There's some, like, stuff we are seeding, which appears elsewhere in the canon. And I think, if the people are really, really big Star Wars fans who take a lot of the canon, I'll sort of see what...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
doing. It really is kind of unprecedented, I think.
Oh, cheers.
Sorry, go ahead. With I've gotten to speak to the Lucas Story group a little bit myself for Lando and so on, and I will say that those conversations are very, very fun because they're basically the conversations I've been having with my brothers and sisters since I was about 6 years old. But they're with the real deal. You know, they're every once in a while you get a comment like, well, you know.
Are you saying your brothers and sisters are not the real deal, Charles?
None of them are here, so. But they'll say things like, well, you know, I'm not sure George actually saw it that way, and, you know, it's Lucas, you know, and it's a very, it's kind of a humbling and really, it's a blast. I really have had a good time with that part of it.
All right, cheers. Thanks, guys. All right, you guys, we're on the convention floor. It's about 6:30. It's wrapping up at 7. I've just bumped into Tristan, and we're looking at the... what are these even called, Tristan?
These are the Tamashii Nation's vinyl figures from Bluefin. They've got the Darth Vader and the Stormtrooper for sale right now, but what really caught my attention was the Imperial Guard, which does not come out until 2016. So price is still to be determined, but it's definitely a good set. If you're looking to start a new collection, definitely check out Tamashii Nations.
Yeah, so it's like a ancient, like a samurai, like reinterpretation of Star Wars figures.
Yeah, so it's a blend of the Japanese culture with the Star Wars universe. So it's definitely trying to attract a niche market. Definitely attracted my attention, so if you're into that, definitely check it out.
And the detail's just insane.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm into the Japanese culture, and when I saw the samurai swords, I was just like, damn.
Samurai lightsaber sword.
Yeah, exactly. So
now, you were in the panel yesterday.
Yes I was,
and we briefly talked about it. And that's when I said, "Oh, let's do a quick podcast thing." And you were talking about the behind the scenes clip, mm-hmm. and you said to me, "Just talking about it gives me goosebumps."
Dude, yeah.
And then
look at this.
And then I go, "I've got them too." So we had just recounting it. What stood out to you the most?
Basically, the interview between the legacy cast was just, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. You know, it's just one of those things. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, you know. And the fact that you get to see Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford all, like, just right in front of you and just talking about the original episodes, that was just, you know, it was a lot to take in. But
one thing that got me was when Harrison came out, which was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
And we were just going mental and just this ovation that kept going. And then he sort of got choked up himself before he talked. It was like for, I don't know, we don't know Harrison Ford, but our image of him is a bit of a curmudgeon. He hasn't been involved in Star Wars for 30, I think maybe he signed some limited edition giant Millennium Falcons back in the day, but that's pretty much it.
Right.
But to see him sort of get choked up was, ugh.
Yeah, and actually, one of the audience asked, you know, how's your foot?
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford, you know, it's okay. And he even said, oh, thanks for your concern, you know, and I think that got him a little choked up as well. But yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to the movie at the end of this year. I mean, I can't wait.
And when the three of them were talking about how awkward it is that Luke kissed Leia. That was the best. I'm like, hey man, you're biting my comedy podcast. That's what we normally talk about, how weird it is that they're, it was just like, that was so cool to see him talk about that. And then the party, like what?
Oh
like,
my God.
What?
San Diego Symphony, like, took the whole original score to another level. And the fireworks was just a nice finish. So it was definitely, you know, that was an added bonus.
And I'm not sure if you've heard, but Funko, who does the little squash down figures that are like every license in the world, they had a party last night. And they were throwing out, you know, they were giving out things, and it caused quite a, like, a girl got her arm broken. It was a horrible scene. Like, it was really bad.
Oh, wow.
And compare that to the Lucasfilm thing, like everyone had a little ticket to get a free lightsaber, and it was just the most civil, happy, and just the way everyone walked over, mm-hmm. very like orderly, and they really, like, as far as just the logistics of planning it out, it was like everything about that day was like, how do we get a better day than that?
Exactly. I mean, I was impressed with the way, you know, they carried the whole situation. I mean, they moved 7,000 people from one place to another, and there were no accidents. You know, you didn't hear any negative press about it. I mean, everything was just great, you know. It's just,
and the vibe of everyone holding up lightsabers.
Yeah,
and
it I got some video footage of everyone just, like, you know, yeah. Dancing to the music, and it was just unreal. Yeah, I want to relive it, but, you know, for now I'll have to look back at my photos and videos. But yeah, it was definitely a good way to...
It was great, and I felt so bad because on the podcast I'd been bitching about, like, why are they having it in the afternoon? We're going to sit it through all these panels. It's, yep. you know, it's not cool. I can't, you know, it's Disney. Can't yeah. we get, you know, do it in the morning so then we can go to the other, you know, Star Wars panels and that. But
right.
I spoke to, we interviewed a lady that was the stage manager at right. the orchestra and, or the symphony. And she said, you know, it's been in works for 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was like, I now, after seeing that panel, the creature that walked out from the Amaze video, seeing the behind the scenes clip, and like the one thing I questioned was, why is it at 5:30? Why are you doing this? And then finding out why, like, in JJ we trust. We cannot, like, this could be the best Star Wars film ever.
Hey, you know, yeah, exactly. I mean, I came into this panel with a very low expectation. I mean, they were so secretive about the panel that we didn't know what to expect. You know, Entertainment Weekly even said that they may not even release any new footages.
Well, they came out and said there's no footage.
Yeah.
No trailer, yeah. no footage.
Exactly. And so when they came out with that short reel, I mean, everyone just lost it in the crowd.
Yeah, know? Well, my friend Dominic, who does the Star Wars Underworld podcast, he was like, well, there was no new footage. And I'm like, no, we saw there were scenes. And he goes, yeah, but it wasn't color corrected. I'm just like going, screw you, man.
We were in the panel. You weren't.
Oh, no, he was sitting next to me. But he was like, he goes, well, that's not new footage from the film. And I'm like, dude. And he's like, I know.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was, wow, could you get any more excited? And, you know, it was... no more than you could ask. And, you know, some people might say, play the film. That would have made it. And it's like, no, we need... Let's savor this.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, see what we get at the D23, the Disney thing. And,
yeah.
But it's going to be good, man.
I know. I can't wait, so...
And we are just two grinning idiots in the middle of the convention.
Hey, man, just trying to share the Star Wars happiness, so, you know.
Are you on, like, Twitter or Instagram or Facebook that people can hit you up or we can tag you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My tag is Where the Hell is Tristan? And I'm on Facebook as well, Tristan Orlino, so...
Sweet as, man. Have a great rest of the convention.
Likewise. Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Hey, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the Saturday events from Comic-Con. We are getting very tired, but we're having so much fun. We went to the Masquerade, and you guys have to check out on the Facebook page. I'll put up this amazing video, this insanely funny performance that one of the Masquerade groups did for Star Wars. You are gonna love this. A lot of traffic around here. Now, yeah, so get on the Facebook page. If you search Steel Wars, that will come up. And I'll also post a little bit of it on the Instagram at Steel Wars. And I'll link to it at Steel Wars on Twitter. But it is such a funny Star Wars musical featuring J.J. Abrams. And it's ace. So a bit of sizzle to get you guys over to the Facebook page and click like. It really helps our appearance to potential guests to have your support. And, you know, I don't want to go on about too much, but we are,
you know, staying up late, getting these episodes done and recording and stuff. So just a tiny bit of support by way of a like is so appreciated. And of course, a sweet 5-star review on iTunes is so helpful. And the way iTunes works, you only see the reviews that are in your country. So if you are in not in Australia, we need your reviews even more. So it looks like we're doing something, because when someone in Venezuela checks our iTunes page, we probably have no reviews. So Venezuelans, get to it. And of course, America, Canada, England, Japan, all over the world, Zimbabwe, where you at? Now, I've been getting a lot of messages while I've been at Comic-Con about people wanting to support the podcast financially. That is awesome. You know, podcasting can become a thing and more permanent is through micropayments. Lots of people chipping in a tiny amount, and that's how hope works. So, what I'm going to do to assist that, of course, we've got the t-shirts. We've got the Wear Home t-shirt and the Lucas 1138. You can get a link to buy those through the Steel Wars website, and that is steelwars.com. But I'm going to put up on Bandcamp our long-awaited release of our Star Wars commentary. Now, myself and three of the funniest comedians in Melbourne and Australia, Bart Freeburn, Tegan Higginbotham, and the legend himself, Greg Fleet, did a commentary of Star Wars in front of a live audience, and it was pretty fun. Such a fun time. And you can, buy the download. It's going to be $2.50. And then you can watch Star Wars and turn down the sound on Star Wars, put your headphones in, or just crank up your laptop or stereo or iPod, iPad. You know how to play an audio file. I don't know what's going on. And you can listen to us riff over Star Wars. It's there's so many laughs in there. And it's also a way for you to just express your thanks and provide a micro payment to keep the podcast going. And I'd really appreciate that. So that will be up in hopefully by the time this episode is up. So check that out on Bandcamp, and you can get a link to that through steelwars.com. Thanks so much, you guys. I hope you're enjoying the coverage. We've got one more day to go, and then sadly it's all over. May the Force be with you.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.